Kutcher.
Is this what you want?
And Rich.
Are you happy now?
Kutcher and Rich.
Ah, sick.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Kutcher and Rich. Dan Shonka, we have on every year around draft time. He is got extensive experience in scouting for the NFL. He now runs ourlads.com, a exhaustive search of the prospects coming out. The thing I have here is the Ourlads draft guide. 37 years of putting this thing out, and it has all the information you could ever want. Dan Shonka, hello, sir.
Good morning, and we're one day away from the Scout Super Bowl.
That's right, and the big story, and it's been this way for a couple of years, is this was supposed to be this monumental quarterback draft class, and the more time that goes on, the more uncertainty there is around exactly who's going to be the number one pick. It seems to have lost a little bit of its luster. Is that fair to say?
Well, I think this, that I guess pundits that are out there for the last year have been touting mediocre quarterbacks, and everybody's talking about being a great quarterback here, and it's been not the case, I think, with all the holes in these guys, and there's no surefire guy on top. It's kind of your preference, you know, hey, what pretty girl do you like, you know what I mean? So it's everybody, hey, you got three or four guys around you there, and they all maybe like different people, and the same way here. I mean, we love Baker Mayfield, and for a lot of the right reasons, and a lot of people are going after two guys that are 50-50, in my opinion. So,
who are the 50-50 guys?
I think Darnold is a 50-50 guy, and then Josh Allen's a 50-50. I just think that, hey, when you turn the ball over and you can't make good decisions and you're not accurate, I don't know how you can take somebody first in the draft, but it may be done.
So the Patriots are obviously going to have their eye on potentially getting a quarterback. With where they are positioned and the kind of picks that they have, who do you think they would target most likely? Who do you think would end up being drafted this year?
Well, you know, the Patriots need some players, and I know that sounds crazy, but I think that they got to look at linebackers, they got to look at offensive tackles, but I think if they're going to be looking for a quarterback, they're probably going to, not move up. I mean, one thing you know about Bill Belichick, you can't count, you don't count on anything, because you never know what he's going to do, but I don't see them really moving up. I think they're going to sit there and they're going to take the best player in their mind at their picks, and it may be Rudolph down there, and maybe in the second round or late first round at 31, take him as a developmental guy behind, or they're going to go ahead and go to linebackers or offensive tackle because there's a guy like Solder in this particular draft. We were the top guys on Solder years ago when he came out, and everybody thought we were crazy. And I think there's a guy, Miller, out of UCLA that's got some similarities to him. So, there's definite needs. But if they go for a quarterback, and they may, wait till third round and take Laletta out of Richmond, who's, kind of reminds you a little bit of Garoppolo. And I don't want to go off the deep end here on that, but we had a real good, solid second-round grade on Garoppolo when he came out, and Laletta is a guy that has got some similarities.
All right, you have six quarterbacks getting taken in the first round, or with first-round grades, rather. So you like Mayfield the best. You say Darnold and Allen are 50-50, but you also have Rudolph and Jackson being taken in the first round. Just go through. Mayfield, obviously, the resume is there. You don't think his size is going to be a detriment?
No, because when I was with the Eagles, I went in and I did Drew Brees, and I pulled out Drew's report, and I thought I was reading Mayfield's report. I think there's so many similar in college now. Obviously, we don't know what Mayfield's going to do in the pros, but from what we know at this point, there was a lot of similarities with accuracy, decision-making, the ability to process information quickly. Those are key ingredients, and I've evaluated every quarterback since probably 1988 now in the league for different teams I was with, and then for the last 12 years so with our lads. So I've seen these guys, and I really feel strongly that Mayfield, that 6 foot doesn't bother me, because he's been throwing through passing lanes his whole life and things like that. And hey, if an offensive coordinator doesn't screw him up, or he doesn't, you know, if he goes the wrong spot, who, you know, all bets can be off. But he's talented enough to lead a team.
Dan, you mentioned that the Patriots need linebackers, and of course I and a lot of other people agree with you. But looking at your guide here, I think you only have three total. I think two outside and one inside that have first-round grades. How likely is it the Patriots going to get one of these guys at the bottom of the first round?
Well, I think Landry could be there. Because, first of all, what we talked about, these quarterbacks, if you got six quarterbacks going to go, let's just, you know, maybe five, who knows. But and then people start panicking on offensive tackles because there's not many of those guys. And then, you know, you're talking about, your top 10 players like Ward, a defensive corner, and Fitzpatrick and Derwin James, guys like that, okay, they're going to be plucked off. So I think that, and then the two top guys will probably be gone in the top, you know, 12 picks, and then two top guys would be Tremaine Edmonds and then Rokan Smith. So both those guys will be gone. Then you're looking, if you're defensive linemen, they'll be gone. So I think that a guy like Landry could certainly be there at 23, and for sure, and it might be a long shot at 31, but I think Landry could be there. I think he'd be a great pick because he was a tremendous football player a year ago. Then he had some injuries this year and wasn't quite as productive, but he's a guy that can fit in New England.
What you get for staying for your senior year?
There you go. You only hurt your draft stock. I keep hearing about this Boise State linebacker, Vander Esch, and I've seen him all over the place from, you know, 13, 14 to late first round, early second, and of course, playing for Boise State, not a lot of people around here saw him. What is your take about him?
Well, and in fact, a lot of evaluators haven't seen him either except for this year because, you know, I hate one-year wonders, but because, you know, when you got a small book on a guy, you don't really know. And the level of competition, you know, is not, it's a non-Power 5 team. So, you know, you're concerned about those things. But he had a great year. He showed that he can really run sideline to side. He's a very athletic guy. He's a tough kid. He's got size to him. And, you know, all those factors are positive. And he's probably going to go in the first because of the need for those big linebackers that can cover. And the way you play anymore is with a lot of, you know, the 4-2-5 scheme on defense because of the three wides and all that. Now you got a linebacker that can play inside, and then you can walk him to the outside and have him blitz off the edge and be versatile. And when you say versatility, that's the first thing that comes to New England in my mind, because that they've always went after a versatile player so they can do a lot of different things, and that's what Vander Esch can do.
All right, Dan Shonka, the site is rlads.com. You can get the newsletter. You can get the draft guide. Thank you so much for your time.
You bet, you guys. Thank you, and hey, good luck.
That's right. Thanks. So what has been the biggest knock on Josh Rosen?
That he's too intelligent, or that he is a me-first guy. He's not a team guy.
And he's also, you're right, he's not a rah-rah guy, not a lot of passion from what you hear about this guy. Well, he was on the NFL Network yesterday, and I think that his agent or somebody whispered in his ear, show them that you're passionate.
Right.
Show them you're a fighter. And I think his head exploded while he was on TV being interviewed. Here he is talking to the guy with big ears. This is Siciliano. Here is Josh Rosen defending himself.
A decent chance you're number one.
I don't care. I just want to go to a team. I mean, you know,
but
my
would
entire
you be
life,
surprised?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really. I'm not paying attention to all that stuff very much. I mean, I've always been the number two guy. I mean, coming out of high school, Ricky Town was the dude. He was going to SC, I was going to UCLA. He was number one in the country, I was number two, and he was going to bring USC back to the promised land. Blake Barnett, after Ricky kind of faded away a little bit, Blake Barnett was the Elite 11 MVP. He was the dude that was going to go to Bama, win a couple championships, and call it quits, go to the league as the first overall pick. You don't really hear about him too much. Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, these dudes that are these exotic, cool, like flashy quarterbacks, that number one pick, all this stuff. And I'm number two, and you know what? I'm going to sit here. And in a couple years, when all is said and done, I'm confident that I'll still be standing.
Just burning down the house, just ripping on four different people, yep. Just sitting there going, what do you want from me?
Yep. And did you hear Baker Mayfield when he talked about his meeting with San Diego? He said that he could have studied the playbook a little bit more and that he has to prioritize who he's preparing for.
That's what you want to hear.
Yeah, that's right. These guys, they're just, they're proving themselves. This class was supposed to be so good. I mean, you've been hearing about this class for 2 years.
Yeah, and nobody did themselves any favors this year.
No, except for Baker Mayfield, who wasn't even spoken about until this year about being but now he might go number one. People are falling in love with him. And Sam Darnold, that is supposed to go number one, or was for a week.
Now he's number two from everything you're hearing.
Well, I think that he might fall deep into the first round. Because if Mayfield's taken first, Darnold's going to be taken third.
And I thought Josh Allen, it was almost a certainty he's the guy.
That was for a week.
Yeah.
And then that went away.
Any of these guys, Mayfield and Darnold are the apparent locks to be taken in the top three. But after that.
No.
No?
The Jets won't take Darnold.
Will not take Darnold.
No.
Didn't you just say Darnold was going to go 30?
No. I said that Darnold for a week was number one, and that if Mayfield gets taken first, then they'll take... Oh, not Darnold. Allen. Yeah, you're right.
Sorry. Darnold and Mayfield are locks to be taken in the top three.
I think so.
And everything else is a coin flip.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. If Darnold doesn't go
one... Dude, I'm hearing Rosen's second. Like, I've heard that Rosen's going to be second.
You hear... Who knows? I mean, who knows? I mean, a lot of people think that three quarterbacks could go 1, 2, 3, but it depends on if the Giants keep the pick.
New York media wants the Giants to keep the pick.
And they want to take Saquon Barkley. There are some people who think, no, they should take Chubb and let Barkley go.
Chubb's not supposed to be very good.
But that's the thing. It depends on... That's why this draft is so wacky, because no one has any idea about anything.
Well, that's why
there's
Dr.
no
Demento's
consensus number one. Right. That's right. That's right.
It's just making up the wacky tunes left and right.
Everyone draft. That's the craft.
Fish heads.
I think the Apple Dumpling Gang or whoever did Hey Mo was going to come
jump
out
in and
jump in the saddle.
Come on, Fred.
It's disrespect.
My God.
Why are they called the jump in the saddle band? Is that a reference?
Absolutely
no
idea.
A Bugs Bunny reference.
I have no idea. I did not research.
Cover their albums got them all like naked lying in bed.
Well,
with a horse.
How many people have seen that? Who signed the Jump in the Saddle Band?
There's a YouTube video of the Jump in the Saddle Band playing in front of like 70,000 people at the festival.
And I saw it, and they all have like fedoras on.
It was during their week of popularity in 1983.
Yeah, but what did they just play? The Curly Shuffle 14 times?
Yeah.
No, that had to have been like the world's worst state fair.
70,000
And it's
people.
At night, too.
You're right. It's like prime spot.
Yeah, it's like not like at 11 in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that you want to hear a song.
There was a
what do you think it is? Curly Shuffle.
Curly Shuffle. What song do you want to hear again for the fourth time?
All right, you sing it.
Hey, Mo.
Call and response, of course.
Will a yak, 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 yak?
Will a yak, 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 yak?
Yak, 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 yak.
Waddle Dee.
Do you think that they had like a follow-up single that didn't, they did like We Love Lucy?
Hey there, you're on the conveyor belt eating the chocolates. I love Lucy. Dick Van Dyke behind the scenes was a huge alcoholic.
I don't think they put that line in there.
No, they didn't. They did not. Please don't eat the daisies. Do you remember that show?
The giant dog?
Yep.
Yep, I remember that one.
That used to be on... We're getting so old. That used to be in syndication. Please don't eat... My three sons used to be in syndication.
Yeah, that's when I knew I hadn't fallen asleep from my kindergarten nap. I would come home and my mom would put Underdog on, and if I was up by the time Please Don't Eat the Daisies was on, then I knew that I was up too late.
Which one was People Let Me Tell You About My Best Friend?
The Courtship of Eddie's Father?
That is The Courtship of Eddie's Father. I got a courtship of Eddie's father. Hello. She's a small wonder.
small one, it was creepy. It's about that grown man who like created
made a little lady robot.
That's right.
It's exactly what your coworkers are going to be talking about today.
I am dizzy. I'm really dizzy.
Thatcher and Rich.
Oh, my God.
Austin's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
North Shore, South Shore, what up, kid? Kiss the rings, Goodell. I know a Wolver Shamrock tattoos, cracking brews, smoking Marlboros and picking fights.
All right, $10 a pack for Marlboros.
Is it going to 10?
I haven't smoked since 2013, and I know because I have an app on my phone, but I believe cigarettes are, like, really, really expensive because they put a syntax on them, which I don't like.
Yeah.
I like the syntax.
I haven't bought cigarettes since I first got a driver's license, and I was essentially, my entire job was my parents saying, go get me a carton.
Hmm.
So I was phew! So I would just go
I used to smoke Merits in my room.
See, I never smoked, but my family sure as hell did.
Yeah, my dad smoked Merits, and he would have, like, a Faygo with, like, 18 butts in it. He just laid on his bed and smoked ripped butts. Oh. And occasionally there'd be a poo stain.
I'm not lying.
Like, I was talking about that with my wife yesterday. It's like when we're at my parents' house, like, we won't use the toilet in their bathroom. Like, you just don't want to go in there.
Okay.
My father wrecked shop.
All right. So he's not. So
this is supposed to be tomorrow.
Okay. So I was thinking about this. First of all, the timing might be off.
Yeah.
And the reason is that, I mean, either way, if
the Bruins win, the Bruins lose,
I don't want to do Towny Jeopardy tomorrow.
No, the Bruins are going to lose.
So originally, I mean, once again, who knows what the hell's going to happen? I do think it's healthy to think they're going to lose, and that way you'll be pleasantly surprised if they win, then rather than vice versa. But
don't watch it.
Needless to say, we're all doing this. The whole reason we're doing Towny Jeopardy is because we have been told by the gentleman himself that the one and only Kodzie will be coming in studio. So I have not heard any kind of follow-up other than 2 days ago. Was it Nick spoke with him, and then we tried to get a hold of him?
Oh, wow. They call me Kodzie.
Is Nick in there right now? What is the latest on Kodzie? What do we know? Has anyone called him? Have we had any kind of follow-up?
All right, so I reached out to him yesterday. Still no answer during the show and after the show, and I just called him now, and it went straight to voicemail.
Okay. All right, wonder if he's back in the...
back in the clink?
Back in the bag.
They threw him in there. Try calling him now. Okay. Let's see if Kodzie's around. Because, now, hang on, real quick, before you call him, the last you spoke with him was when?
Monday.
Okay, yeah. Monday. And
this isn't happening.
Because we have wrangled the craziest.
We got P and Pete in the studio.
But you actually physically have to make contact with the gentleman. That's the problem.
I understood, but I will say one thing about this show. We get it done. Like, we put high standards up on getting some of these people in studio.
I mean, Adolfo, we got 22 in this studio.
And we almost always get it done.
Adolfo spent the night with the chili guy.
Yep.
This is hard to do.
It is tough. But the last you talked to him was on Monday?
Yes.
Okay, and he said he was coming in.
Yes.
But he needed a ride.
It needed to be arranged, but he was on board for coming in.
Is it a cell phone?
I think it's a house number.
Okay, so it's a landline. Have you tried texting him?
No.
It's a payphone. we'll call him right now. See if we can get him.
Well, that's why they call me Kodzie.
Do you have a clip of the chili guy?
Yeah, I do.
It's new ownership.
Yeah, I know. I still don't know. I mean, I don't know what the deal is. So,
I mean, when you just played the thing yesterday and it went.
That was by accident. Trust me, I would love to. I would love to, but I don't know what the deal is, so.
Natick, London.
No! Never. Dude, I use his lines all the time. All the time.
Well, I can't hear Filene's basement with Filene's Joe DiMaggio.
Filene's Joe DiMaggio. Oh, yeah, all the time. You don't know me? I had never on the end of things. Shack Attack. Daddy Mouth. Which I don't even know what that means, but...
Do we have Chili Guy on this station? Or was it all BCN?
No, it was here too.
Okay, because I just think that we could spend a week just revisiting Chili Guy.
My God. He was the best. Rest in peace. But he was like, I mean, you know, we did the Chili Christmas for him, where all the listeners, like, donated a bunch of stuff, gave it to him, and...
He didn't care.
He didn't want any of it.
He didn't want any of it.
He didn't want money, he didn't want clothes, didn't want socks. He's like, all right, no. Get it out of here. Get out of here.
One time I bought him a fruit punch. He wanted a fruit punch.
Red drink.
Oh, red drink, right.
Yeah, he did not call it fruit punch, it was red drink.
Yeah, when I saw him... And I saw him out by the, like, 7-Eleven by Fenway, and he, or whatever the hell it is, and he requested red drink.
Every time I go skiing, I go, hey, we'll have a movie, we'll have a chalet club.
It's going to be a rope trial.
A rope trial, which means anyone can put in a rope and say I'm a judge.
I got to believe we can play the chili guy.
Hey, well, you can check on that, because I don't know. I don't know if we can, but you can check. Faster guy disappeared. It was like, yeah, he got sucked into the vortex.
The faster guy disappeared. It's the chili guy died.
Yeah, chili guy passed away.
But we didn't know. We had no longer been in contact with him when he passed away.
Yeah.
So, I don't even buy the whole reason that... I think that might have been a setup by another radio station.
But the chili guy died?
No. The issue with the audio of the chili guy...
No, I don't even think there was.
Oh, yeah, there was.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We were told not to play the chili.
I remember this part anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that part of it.
I don't even remember why.
I do.
Okay, I don't. I don't remember.
Someone, I believe, was posing as someone else.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah. I think that we were bamboozled.
I wonder what happened to the faster guy. Like, that guy just disappeared. Like, he went out. He just, like, he was... Like, sucked into the sky, the bottom of the ocean.
And the faster guy, we had kind of exhausted the chili guy by the time that we were forced not to have him on anymore. But the faster guy was just, I mean, that was his prime. That's like getting Tommy John surgery when you're 28. the faster guy was just there. He was, like, right in his prime. And then he got taken away from us.
I'll just never forget the first time I met him. We were walking down the street. I was with Adolfo, and I saw him on Lansdowne. And he was just like, he had this, like, he's just dancing to himself. Just hanging out. Just a guy. He looks interesting. I was like, Adolfo, why don't you go talk to him? And what happened after that was just a gift. The faster guy was such a good friend. Oh, what a guy.
Do you have, we'll go to break, but go to the headlines. Do you have Evacuate the Dance Floor?
I will pull it up while you just, you know, give me a second. I will find that.
Evacuate the effing dance floor. Come on, get out of here.
I don't even remember.
Every time I saw Chachi for about a year after that, I would go,
evacuate the effing dance floor. Get out of here. Quit your stupid dancing, idiots. Evacuate. I laid off a big stink bomb. Laquadera's coming in. Part the dance floor. Evacuate it, stupid.
Did you put that up at the top? Evacuate the dance floor? Is that what you put up there? Okay. This, once again, our system is ridiculous.
Yeah. So is that dance floor. Get the hell off of it.
All of a sudden, Chachi's here. I think it's right here.
Evacuate the dance floor. Faster, 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 faster. Evacuate the dance floor.
Buckles.
Chachi and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is there going on?
Oh, here comes all of the announcements of the honorary people who are going to be at the draft, announcing picks for each team. Now, Walk, you told me off the air that you found out who is going to be doing this in round two, correct?
Yeah, rounds two and three. Let me pull that up for you.
Okay,
yeah.
In the meantime, Jeff Garcia, we all know him. He was very excited yesterday when he tweeted out, quote, "Thank you for the honor of representing the Buccaneers and announcing their third-round pick at the 2018 NFL Draft."
Yes.
"Tune into FanCom Sports, behind-the-scenes pictures and video from the draft." And one of the reporters for Tampa Bay tweeted him and said, "Bucks don't have a third-round pick right now, thanks to the trade of Jason Pierre-Paul, but if they get one, blah, 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 blah."
Right.
Jeff Garcia tweeted back, "Whatever the pick is, I'll be announcing one. Don't turn this into some clown show, dude."
I could care less about who they pick, nor do I pay any attention as to what picks they have or don't have. I have a life.
Okay. So, I mean, right. You'd have to go so far out of your way when you're invited to the draft to kind of figure out what's going on. I have a life. Well, no, your life was tweeting about how excited you were for a third round pick, as if, you know, as if going to the Tampa, going to ESPN.com and looking at the draft order in third round. I don't know how you could possibly live your life and go through such an exhaustive process as spending 5 minutes looking up where the pick was. But what if I have a life, as opposed to what? What is filling up your days that I can't spare the 5 minutes?
Right. So a bunch of people tweeted him back, obviously not the best look in the world. And the next morning he put, "My bad, Buccaneers fans. I wasn't trying to be a dick. But I wouldn't have said that it was an honor if it wasn't, but I would have liked to have been informed that they didn't have a third pick before I tweeted it. Just a bit of an embarrassment. Love my time in Tampa with the fans." And to that, the writer put, "Glad to hear from you, Jeff." He goes, "My bad, Greg. Just caught me at a bad moment, man. I wouldn't say it was an honor if I didn't care. I don't know how the logistics of how things go, and figured it, if it wasn't a third, it would be another. Hope all is well, man." So did they just like F him over? Were they just screwing with him?
Who knows? I mean, he's obviously so busy with his life in Jeff Garcia Enterprises that, I mean, he can't be bothered.
And so
I tweet about something as an honor, but I can't be bothered. But, you know, I'm going to fly to New York and to do this pick, but I can't be bothered for 5 minutes. It's like when people, I don't have the time. I'd play fantasy football, but I don't have the time. Oh, yes, it's such a process.
It's a grind.
To turn on the computer for 10 minutes.
Make that lineup once a week.
Imagine having a very low-key hobby. I just don't have the time. Yes, you do. Yeah. You're in front of a computer or your phone, you know, 12 hours a day.
Do we know who the Patriots people
are? I got it right here.
Okay, who is it?
Patriots second round pick will be announced by former Super Bowl MVP Deion Branch.
Okay.
And the third round pick will be announced by former defensive lineman Ty Warren. The Jets are bringing in some heavy hitters to announce their picks. Lavernius Coles will do round two.
Oh, wide receiver.
And, Quincy,
they don't have a second round pick.
Quincy Anunua.
They don't.
Quincy Anunua.
They don't have a second round.
So they're doing this again?
Just in case they wind up with a second rounder.
No, the Jets really don't have a second round pick. They traded both their second round picks to move
something
up.
Just occurred to me, Fred. If you're Jeff Garcia, you're double pissed. Because remember yesterday I had the story that it was the Bucks, right?
Oh, this is the parrot.
They were going to have a parrot deliver one of their picks.
The parrot was not available.
No. The parrot is going to do it, and Jeff Garcia doesn't have a pick. So if you're him, you're double pissed.
What pick is the parrot doing?
Google that for me, because I had that story yesterday, and it was a big deal that a parrot was going to fly the pick into, I guess, I don't know, AT&T State, or it was going to be delivered to the pirate ship, and they're going to do it via satellite. One of the two. Either way, there's going to be a parrot who's going to have the pick.
Yeah.
But imagine if you're Jeff Garcia and you realize that not only were you
fourth round pick.
Okay.
The parrot gets the fourth round pick.
So the parrot gets to do it, but Jeff Garcia doesn't?
Apparently.
Okay, poor Jeff Garcia, man. Cursed with that voice, and now he's got to go through all of this. Yeah. So what are you going to do, Jeff? Sorry about that, man. Well, if you do look at the rest of the way that all these teams and corporations are trying to keep the shenanigans up and everyone talking about the draft, Pizza Hut, which replaced Papa John's as NFL's official pizza sponsor. Papa John's has not gotten over that.
I just pictured Papa John drunk, peeing on the side of a pizza.
I think there's actually pictures of that. Have you seen pictures of him?
Yeah.
Like having a good time?
Yeah, he was in Atlanta. He was hammered at like the national championship.
I used to be on the field, damn it.
That's right.
I was at the Super Bowl.
Meanwhile, he's like calling Peyton Manning and his phone isn't being answered. Answer my call!
That's the ultimate
insult. You changed your number.
You only love me for my pies.
Yeah.
Well, apparently...
delicious pie.
Pizza Hut has announced it will give the player taken with the 78th overall pick this week with an unlimited supply of pizza for a year. Why the 78th pick? It's the pie pick. The third round, 14th choice. Get it? 3.14.
Hey.
Wow. That is
it's going to resonate with the Pizza Hut audience.
That is long way to get to a joke. But either way, free pizza for a year for the 78th overall
pick. Unlimited. It's got to be good to be. Say the person takes advantage of it, which I would imagine they would. They would be a 21, 22-year-old guy. Can you imagine if you're the franchisee that, like, has the Pizza Hut?
Just unlimited?
Like, yeah, just, like, all the paperwork to get your money back and all that.
Oh, you know, it's
going to
be one of those things where you get, like, you know, 7 pizzas per week or something like that.
Still, the paperwork required to do that is crazy.
Isn't there, like, a black card? Like, a Pizza Hut black card where you just go in and get what you want?
Is that right?
I gotta think that there is.
Well, Ainge has a Chipotle one.
That's true.
Yeah, he does. Nope. He has, and there's apparently not many of those in the entire world. He can just go in and get whatever he wants on his Chipotle black card. Does anybody, like, work for one of these? I want to see what these look like. Tweet me a picture. If you have, like, whether it be, like, a Dunkin' Donuts one like this or something, I want to see what the special black card that gets you all you can eat at a fast food place looks like.
I think it's Subway. If you lose bread, there's a bread credit. Like, you have to do, like, all this crap now.
Oh, yeah. When I worked there, if you, like, dropped bread on the floor or something like that, I mean, you had to file out paperwork.
Right.
I mean, it was all had to be accounted for.
Right. So everything is accounted for. So it's got to be huge pain in the ass to get that going.
If somebody comes in with a black card. Well, a report has just come out on the 10 best and worst states with gambling problems. Take us where number one is. Wherever Lifshitz lives.
Wherever he's vacationing.
Speaking of that, Joe Murray.
I saw this.
I mentioned his name about, you know, gambling, and I was saying that Fred should actually put money on tonight's game for the Maple Leafs and make him feel better if in case, you know, he doesn't lose money one way or the other. The Leafs, or the Bruins are a minus 180. Leafs plus 155. So Vegas thinks that the Bruins are taking this one, obviously, because
Vegas,
of
it's a, actually, Vegas is... they're laying out the chum so suckers will bet on the Bruins, and then they'll flip it all around.
It's funny when you take a look at the states with the worst gambling problems, other than number one, which is the obvious Nevada.
Mississippi.
Mississippi's number four. Fred, you know what? You want to go? You want to keep going? Because I think you'll be able to nail a few of these.
Yeah, Mississippi, Arkansas, Alabama, Tennessee.
You know what? No.
Oh, boy.
Georgia? But you're sniffing around the right area. Maybe this is strange. Florida, no.
Maybe they don't do alligator.
You know what?
Bets.
Maybe this is casinos.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at this list, and I'm thinking it could possibly be, like, you know, Native American casinos.
All right, so Connecticut? Is Connecticut in there anywhere?
No. Right. Number one, Nevada. Number two, South Dakota. Number three, Montana.
Oh, I never would have got.
Number four, Mississippi. Number five, Louisiana. Number six, West Virginia, Oregon, New Jersey, Illinois, and Oklahoma. The ones with the least amount, Maine. How about that? Nobody's gambling in Maine. And believe it or not, Alabama. They're the second to last. Nebraska.
I think Alabama has Mississippi, Biloxi.
Oh, yeah, and Mississippi is number four. And then you got
St.
Louisiana,
Louis,
too.
You can go on Casino Queen, home of the loosest slots.
Mm-hmm.
The Casino Queen, it's up there in the Mississippi River where mm-hmm. anything goes.
Mm-hmm.
Been there with my dad.
Their slots are loose and ready to pay. That's what they like to say.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You get on there, you can play a little Wheel of Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Get it done that in that sense. Well, it's all a death march to oblivion. And Zolak and Bertrand are at the Garden in the Star Market Studios. They are out there, obviously, just preparing for the ultimate disappointment.
Their final broadcast of the season.
I heard there is a high chance that we might end up having to play Huey Lewis in the new sports album because the traffic is so awful. They are not at the studio yet.
Ooh.
That's the rule. If the show after us is not there in time, we just play Huey Lewis and the News' sports album until they show up. We give them sports.
Scott Zolak has said Fred sucks, according to the screen behind me via the Twitter. And I will say, okay, I do.
When was that
tweeted? Pleasure of many
8
people.
O'clock this morning.
Okay.
What specifically prompted that tweet as opposed to all
the saying the Bruins would lose.
Oh, is that
or
what it is?
Perhaps it was the chance I was going to spoil... the Avengers.
Okay. Could be. That was around 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. It's all a mystery that we will hopefully find out. So we will not have you suffer through the Huey Lewis and the News, who are not that much different than the Jump in the Saddle Band.
Except they made money and had hits and made a career out of it.
Well, based on the instruments and the look of the band, not a whole lot different.
Huey apparently was like very gifted.
He's a big penis. Good friends with Tim Brennan from the Dropkick Murphys. All right, we will be back and hopefully talk to Zolak or Bertrand.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
It's a bass player.
He even had
that.
Smoke when he was underwater.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. Now, was he, what video is he underwater?
If this is it.
Yes,
this
that's right. Love it.
You gotta know.
Fred, you'll probably remember this growing up in Detroit. On the Heart of Rock and Roll, the radio station that played it, they did an edit of that song.
Yep, our city too. Because it wasn't originally in there. They go,
Well, they just repeated it. In Cleveland, Detroit! Detroit! Heart of Rock and Roll.
Oh, you see, ours wasn't even in the song. And they had them like make a special one that added the name of the city. It was fairly pathetic.
In Boston.
I think they did that with Living in America, too. Like, they had them, like, add, like, the city in the end of it, too. That wasn't originally on the soundtrack. Right.
Well, if you're talking about the hard rock and roll, you got to include Detroit. I mean, it's... I mean, the Siegs. Nuge. All right, we need something fresh to open this thing up. Tell us... By the way, I had the Iron Maiden posters. I had the Sex Pistols album. And my mom... would not let me watch this video. She hated it. She thought it was like exposing drug use.
She's trying to do drugs.
So this my dad saw me to took me to Judas Priest. Just yeah, this was the song.
This song ended up making them twice as much money as it should have.
Why?
Because they ended up suing somebody.
Did they win?
Oh yeah,
because it's exact.
Oh yeah.
So this is the
trivia question. It was the main song from a soundtrack. And Huey Lewis sued the artist for ripping off I Want a New Drug for this other song, which ended up being a smash hit.
Well,
what was that song?
Without spoiling it, I think the movie studio went to Huey Lewis first and said, we want you to do the theme for our thing. And he said no. So they
Eddie
got
Murphy.
Some no-name guy to, at the time, he was someone...
Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Dude, it's Ghostbusters. It's
all right, you know what I heard the other day, and it's an exact ripoff? Beverly Hills by Weezer is an exact ripoff of Pour Some Sugar on Me. Dun, 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 dun. And just the phrasing.
That was the song that began the long, slow tap out for me on Weezer. I'm like, are these guys so simple they're brilliant, or is it just simple? Beverly Hills song, just, I heard it, I'm like, I no longer get it. I'm no longer going to pretend to think this is awesome.
They had one more that was good. Pork and Beans. That was a good single. I like that. And that was
Hash Pipe is a good song.
No. That's a classic album. Like the Green Album by Weezer is 29 minutes of just hit. Not even hit. Just hooky song after hooky song. Every song on that album's great.
Yeah.
And it's short. The Blue and the Green are classics. Pinkerton, some people love for some reason. I think it's fine. And then that's kind of it. Then it was like one or two singles, and then they made 8 albums since then that I have hardly heard anything
from. They've spent a lot of time ignoring Pinkerton, which I enjoyed as well.
Dude, they're coming with the Pixies this summer.
Yeah, but there's no Kim Deal, so just cross that off the
Black
list.
Black Francis, all I care. I'd see Black Francis solo.
I'd go see Frank Black solo.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, well, you could have. You had decades to do that.
I didn't get around to it.
I actually listened to Los Angeles by Frank Black yesterday, which is just such a wacky-ass song, but it's metal as hell.
It's that other album, Teenager of the Year.
Teenager of the Year is the best album cover.
Headache on it. Mm-hmm. That was a great song.
Well, that's a trip down memory lane. What do you guys say?
That was Radio for Three.
Yeah, that was just throwing a ball back and forth. What do you guys got going today?
Well, they're
going
to be at the Garden, so I imagine we'll be doing a lot of Game 7 talk. And
a lot of complaining.
I don't know. A fair amount of traffic complaining, sure.
Oh, Mark Bertrand is there.
Okay,
nice.
Good.
Nice.
He has made it to the Garden.
Hey.
Hello, Mark Bertrand.
Zoe is here, but he's outside, and they won't let him in the garage.
Okay.
Because the garage is now closed. So he's irate, to say the least.
Okay.
So he made it here after fighting the traffic for, I'd say, 90-plus minutes, and now he can't get in.
Oh, well, superb.
Why is the garage closed?
It's too full.
Oh.
Too full. Mm. So, and he was right behind me, so I'm guessing I was one of the last cars they let in.
Ooh, that's not good. Yeah, I would not be happy with that as well.
Zoe's fine with on-street parking and walking a few blocks. Zoe, that's the type of guy Zolak is. No problem.
I wouldn't want to be driving around looking for a spot. I don't know how the hell that goes on. All right, well, Mr. Bertrand, enjoy yourself as we make the march to the ultimate disappointment that will be this evening. So enjoy all of that. Enjoy the time that you can still have a little bit of hope. And just know that tomorrow, if you're a Bruins fan or a fan of anything good in the world, you'll be very, very disappointed. But that'll do it for us. Watch at least the first 10 minutes of the game before it gets out of hand. That'll do it for us. Bye.